You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky back with you, this time in studio. Buck, how you doing, man?
Man, I am great, DJ. I'm great because, you know, Thursday podcasts are always great because we get a little Thursday night football. We get to preview that. We get to talk about all the things leading up to a big week of games. So I'm excited about it.
Well, you left one thing out. My favorite part of the week now is we get to Bucky's Coach's Corner.
Oh, I'm having
which is officially, I think that's the name. That's the title we're going with. We've been looking for a way to kind of brand this. It's literally my favorite thing that we're doing right now. Buck takes a term, like a leadership coaching term, gives us a little wisdom, gives us some nuggets. We have a quick chat about it. We learn a little something. That's my favorite part of the week now.
Hopefully I don't run out of gas.
No, yeah, you're screwed.
Now this is fun.
20 weeks from now, you're going to be reaching. You're going to be like, oh,
digging,
man.
Digging into crates.
I may see Bucky just cramming leadership books in, trying to get something out of there.
Read some more books and all kinds of other stuff.
All right, let's start first of all here. We're going to go rookie impacts here. This is our buddy Jack Andrade, who has been awesome in developing this little formula to give us a rookie score. Basically, which individual players are having an impact on a weekly basis. You can see some of that by the box score. But he's even compiled a score for those individual players. But more importantly, the teams that are feeling the most impacts from their rookies on a weekly basis. So this is just for this past week. So we'll go through the names of some of these individuals. First of all, then we'll spend the most of the time talking about the teams that are getting a lot of help from their young guys here. Not a surprise. Devon Achan.
Achan. The E silent.
Yeah. Man, I just Achan.
We just got A chain on the wraps, and that's A chance.
No,
and get it.
Yeah, it is what it is. But anyways, great day. Obviously, he doubled up everybody else in the score. He had 48 points. Tank Dell, rookie wide receiver, had a great day, over 100 yards from Houston. He's number two. His teammate, quarterback CJ Stroud, was three. Sam Laporta, the tight end for Detroit. Marvin Mims is having a great year, by the way, off to a great start.
Hey,
what is he, Buck? He's a craftsman. He's a route runner.
Go
figure.
And then Brian Branch, the
safety,
the hybrid playmaker for the Detroit Lions, is also having an outstanding start to the season. Kind of makes you wonder why he was a second round.
I don't know. Yeah, and again, all right, hold up.
First rounder for most impressive.
I'm going to go to the scoreboard on that because I always, when you say stuff like that, like how could he be? I want to make sure, gosh, I hope he was in my top 32 players or I'm going to look really bad. Brian Branch. 31st. He was my 31st player. I kind of snuck him in there. What pick was he? Brian Branch, Nabil, give us some homework on that. Brian Branch, what pick was he in the draft?
I just know he's in the second round. I know he was a really
good player. I don't think it was super early in the second round either, was it?
No, because I think Sam Laporta went before him, right?
Oh, I got it right here. He was the 45th pick. Yeah, 45th pick.
Man, he looks real.
He looks more like the 31st pick, Buck, doesn't he? Don't you think?
He does. He does look like a first round. He's played great. He's jumped in. The transition has been real easy for him. You see him around the ball. You see him making plays and the communication skills. The combination of him and Jack Campbell has certainly helped his defense get better real quickly.
No doubt. All right. Well, let's let's jump into the ranking of the teams here. Let's work backwards. We'll go 5-1. Nabil's Packers, they're going to be on this list every week because they got rookies playing big roles for them and playing really, really well. They are fifth, and this is a Packers team that if you look at what they were able to do, actually, let me make sure I've got this right list here. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, they're still on here, right? Yeah, because it says underneath there. Okay, I was looking at the wrong thing. Yeah, they're fifth at 37.94 points.
Yeah, they're there. They're getting a lot of contribution from their young playmakers on the perimeter. You think about Luke Musgrave being able to come, Jaden Reed. They have been able to count on these guys coming right from the college field and making an immediate impact. And as they grow with the young quarterback, Jordan Look, who looks like a franchise quarterback after having enough time to serve his apprenticeship under Aaron Rodgers, the Packers look like they're always going to be in that conversation that they've been in for years, where they're going to be a perennial playoff contender and they're going to have some title aspirations that maybe realize.
Yeah, well, let's stay in the NFC. The team that finished fourth is the Seattle Seahawks. And Jake Bobo, which is a great story. Again, he had a touchdown there, the rookie out of UCLA who, you know, not fast, but he's just big and physical and knows how to run routes and catch the ball. You know, had a great preseason.
The fact that DK Metcalf talked about, he looks at Bobo do his thing and has inspired him to up his game.
Yeah.
Because of the effort, the energy, and the attention to detail that he brings to his craft has made the rest of the wide receivers for the Seattle Seahawks get better.
Another Bruin, Zach Charbonnet. He played 45 snaps, had 46 rushing yards. Derek Hall, the rookie outside linebacker, he played 54 snaps, had a hit, pass defense, and a tackle. But the headliner was their first-round pick, one of our favorites, Devin Witherspoon, who was a junkyard dog. He had 79 snaps. He had 11 tackles, led him in tackles, two passes defense. Didn't really give up anything. A couple catches, but I don't think anything over 10 yards. I mean, he was outstanding. And then Reek Woolen didn't play in this game. So they're going to have their what Pete Carroll wanted. They're going to have their young duo to build with for a long time.
Because it allows them to do so much of what they want on defense, where they can put 8, 9 in the box, be able to lock up outside, kind of play the game, the style and the fashion that they want. Look, this Seahawks team is right where they want to be. Look, they move on from Russell Wilson, but this team has gotten better. This team is right back in the conversation as a playoff contender.
All right. We talked about the Packers a minute ago. Their opponent this week is the Lions. Both these teams getting huge contributions from their rookies. You were talking a little bit earlier about Brian Branch. 71 snaps in that game, Buck. 11 tackles. 3 TFLs. 2 passes defense. Not to be outdone there, Jack Campbell, 51 snaps, 5 tackles, and a sack on the defensive side of the ball. And then the offensive rookies, Jahmyr Gibbs, 80 rushing yards on 43 snaps. And Laporta, the tight end, who's been the best rookie tight end thus far through 3 weeks, he played 53 snaps at 84 yards and a touchdown. So it's been a heck of a rookie class for the Lions.
You're talking about 4 rookies making contributions, guys playing significant minutes and making big contributions on offense, Gibbs and Laporta, both of those guys kind of stepping into their roles and flourishing. And then Branch and Jack Campbell, not only are they playing positions that are require a lot of like instincts and awareness, but they are communication positions. So for them to jump in, know exactly what to do, communicate that information to their teammates, speaks volumes about their football intelligence and their work ethic.
No doubt. And we go to the top of the list here. At number 2 is the Dolphins. Achan, 233 scrimmage yards, 4 touchdowns. So that alone was going to put them up there. Then you also had running back Chris Brooks, who had 66 rushing yards, and Julian Hill, the tight end, who played 58 snaps. So again, the way this formula works, it's not only just, you know, your stats, it's your playing guys. They're getting out there on the field. We give you some bonus points that you're relying on rookie players.
Yeah, Achan almost single-handedly put the class in the category. 233 scrimmage yards. That is a ton of yardage. That's 2 games worth of yardage for a guy that is playing well. And the fact that he's kind of like a backup or a backup to the backup.
They all got to eat in that one. Happen. They all got to eat against the Broncos. And number 1 on the list, a team that right now has the unquestioned offensive rookie of the year through 3 weeks, and that's C.J. Stroud, who threw for 280, 2 touchdowns, has yet to throw a pick. We've talked about him a bunch this week. He's played great. Tank Dell, 145 receiving yards and a touchdown. And then on the defensive side of the ball, Henry To'o, the linebacker who you loved, coming out of Alabama, 10 tackles and a PBU and 70 snaps. So they're relying on him big time. Will Anderson played 49 snaps, had 2 quarterback hits, and has continued to play well. So this is a Houston Texans team. They had the resources. They had the draft capital. They moved some of it to make sure they got Will Anderson to go along with C.J. Stroud. But after that, still, they're finding impact guys with Dell and To'o just making big-time impact.
All making big-time impacts, and it starts with the quarterback, because when you find a quarterback, it gives you a chance to get better in a hurry. C.J. Stroud is that dude. He looks every bit the part that you expect someone that was second overall pick to come in to kind of handle it and handle the really a tough circumstance when you think about what is going on around him. And then Tank Dell to be the undersized receiver, the playmaker who was unguardable, had up 145 yards, big-time touchdown to kind of seal the game. And we've referenced Will Anderson. You know, it's funny because now we get to the season after all the conversation in the draft, the guys that we liked off tape are the same guys that played well. And Will Anderson was another one of those guys.
All right, we do formulas on here all the time. I got a new one. All right, for if you're a team that's in the bottom of the barrel and they were picking two, so a team that's looking to change things, teachers plus talent equals turnaround.
Ooh.
They have assembled a lot of young talent. They have a staff of really good teachers, and it shouldn't be a shock that they're getting this thing turned around.
Yeah, look, it is funny because there's nothing complex that they're doing. When you watch them from afar, it's not about the exotic schemes. It's the execution that you're seeing from a very young team. And you can only imagine what this team is going to look like when they upgrade some of the personnel around the quarterback, when they continue to add pieces to that defense. I will say this, DeMeco Ryans has a great vision for how he wants this team to play, and you can already see three games in, this team is inching closer towards that vision. And when they get there, man, they're going to be a scary team to deal with.
No doubt. Well, that's your top five rookie impact classes for week three. Packers, Seahawks, Lions, Dolphins, Texans, all getting big-time contributions from their rookies in week three of the season. Again, we update this each and every week. All right, we're going to take a quick break, Buck. When we come back, we're going to break down the game of the week, which is Dolphins and Bills, and then we're going to get to it's our Bucky Brooks Coach's Corner segment, my favorite. We're going to get to that right after this. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Favorite segment of the podcast. I love this. It's time for the MCS Game of the Week presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. This week, we're going to break down the Dolphins at the Bills. The spread is -2.5, favoring the Bills. The over-under is 53.5 points.
Well, 53.5 points, otherwise known as halftime for the Miami Dolphins, the way they've been playing offense. Coming off a game where they scored 70 points, this is no question the game of the week. It's going to be awesome. I love the Thursday nighter. It's a fun one, but this one, to me, is the marquee matchup. Two heavyweights. Buffalo, that week one game against the Jets. Look, they turned the ball over too much. The defense still played fine. Defense has been stellar this year, coming off a game where they just got after the Commanders. Was 37-3.
Yeah.
So they've been stifling defensively. This is a different type of challenge. But when we see these two teams meet, I just go back to that time we saw the way Buffalo defended Kansas City when Mahomes and Andy Reid were really starting to take off. And they said, we're not giving up big plays, Buck. It's not going to happen. Now, this is going to be a big challenge. Same challenge, actually, Tyreek Hill on both those teams. But they do have some experience here.
They do have some experience. And first, I have to issue an apology to Bills Mafia. Right after that first game, overreaction. Overreaction okay. Monday, overreaction week. In the notebook, I might have said it's over.
Woo.
It's over. The run is over. It's all done. Didn't like what I saw from the offense. They were turning it over defensively. And I can say, after 2 weeks of watching them absolutely whoop up on their opponents, I might have been a little premature in dismissing them. And
did you hang the banner as a mission accomplished on that one after week one, Buck?
I was like, it's early. It's a hot take. Look, I've been waiting to get on the keyboard, and look, I overreacted.
Okay.
But in watching this team play the last couple weeks, defensively, Sean McDermott has certainly done a really good job of putting this team together. They play fast. They play smart. They don't give up the cheapies. They don't allow you to have the cheap touchdowns, the cheap points. They make you drive the length of the field. And they've upped the physicality and the toughness. Offensively, they simplify things. They've done a really good job of finding James Cook, giving him the ball. He has given them that balance that they needed on offense. So it wasn't just Josh Allen, the one-man show. And with the balance of the running game, complementing what they're able to do each and every week with Stephon Diggs, this team is kind of flying under the radar because we've dismissed them. We've seen them considered as title contenders for the last 3 or 4 years. They hadn't been able to get it done. Well, now we may have to restart that conversation, put the Buffalo Bills back in there. So.
All right, I'm going to go the key to this game is a weird one. I'm going to go with the key to this game is 1990s spring break, okay? Because if you think about back in the day when we were growing up, they had a thing called the MTV Beach House.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah, overindulgence. Yeah, I used to love that.
So,
I love watching that.
And then what it was you have like concerts and DJs and things, and
everybody
it was a
big through.
Put your hands in the air like and wave them around like you just don't care. Like that, you're not getting to Tua. So if you're Greg Rousseau, you're 6'6". Get your hands up. Like that's how you rush Tua. If you're not getting there, you might as well. Leonard Floyd's what? He's 6'5" and change too. If you're not going to get home, I saw it with my own eyes in person. Joey Bosa unblocked, sprint to Tua, ball's gone. Didn't even get to hit him.
It's out.
So if you can't get to him,
the ball is out.
Spring break this thing, man. Put those hands up in the air.
The beach house. Are you going to have Cisco dance off?
Yes.
We're going to have Cisco dance off.
Yes. Thank
at
you.
Halftime.
Yes.
So
where is Cisco?
We can bring him back since we're going full MTV.
Does he still go silver top?
I don't know. Like he shouldn't. At his age, he shouldn't. We got to be done with that.
You know why? Why you need to get your hands up, Buck? Because the ball is gong, 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 gong.
I got to quit playing into it. But back to the game. DJ, I think this is the hardest game for the Miami Dolphins to play, not only because of what the Buffalo Bills present, but it's almost like, okay, you are a decorated high school basketball player. Remember the first time you ever hit 20 points in a game, or maybe you hit 30 points in a game.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is the next time, unless you're one of those guys where everything was built around
few and far
you getting
between.
A shot. But it's hard. So they're going to come in, and everybody all week has talked about them putting a 70 burger on the Denver Broncos. Well, how do you replicate that? So their natural inclination is going to be, we're going to blow them right out.
Yeah.
And it won't be that. So can they exhibit enough patience to, if the Buffalo Bills are parking the guys in the parking lot, can Tua take the check down after down after down? And can they be committed to running the ball against a soft or light box if the Buffaloes present that game plan?
Yeah, and to go back to week one, the Chargers, when Eckler was out there healthy, they ran the ball 200-plus. They ran it right down their throats. So if you're Buffalo, and I think Josh Allen can contribute a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
But they need to come out and establish the ground game a little
slow
bit.
Slow the game down. Yeah. Shrink the game. Make them feel the weight of playing in a tightly contested game. And, you know, it's kind of like watching a team play against the Golden State Warriors in their prime when the Splash Brothers were knocking down threes. They feed off of the big play element, the Miami Dolphins do. If you're the Buffalo Bills, no, you can have all the layups you want. You're not going to have any of these threes. So we'll see what that looks like at the end. Who are you going with? Who you got?
Look, the Bills are the favorite in this game. I think I'm you know what? Can I be honest? I've told you this, a confession in the past. At times, I might farm out my picks to my son and his roommates at Baylor.
Give it away.
Here's the thing.
Give it away.
They've done a great job, But the guys, I don't know, you know, the Baylor football team struggled a little bit, so we got a little swinging for the fences, a little aggressive.
Oh, going big. Going
so
big.
Last week, the Dolphins won by 50 points, and only one person in NFL media group picked them to lose that game.
That was you?
So we got to take a week off at Baylor. I told him, we got to take a week. I'm going to have to take the wheel back over. We're going to make some picks this week, and then we'll see if we get you guys back in the mix next week.
Okay, well, given my affinity and my history with the Buffalo Bills, this is a squish the fish week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to take them. And so we'll see what it looks like.
I think I had to take the Dolphins just to get the Dolphins fans out of my mentions.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's So that was the MTS Game of the Week presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code MTS. That's code MTS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
Well, you just said that this was one of your favorite segments when we do the Game of the Week. This is my favorite segment, which is Bucky's Coach's Corner, which we do each and every week. You give us a little wisdom here, Buck. So what is our term? What is our theme for the day?
So our theme for the day, this goes all the way back to former Chicago Cubs manager Joe Maddon. He had a theme when he took over the Cubs because they were trying to end the curse, trying to go and win the World Series. Do simple better. And thinking about Joe Maddon in that term, what it did is sent me down a rabbit hole of just researching all these great coaches. And what I found, the common denominator between success and greatness over a long period of time, is simplicity. When you think about all of the people that are super successful, think about Steve Jobs and what they did with Apple. Apple has been successful because of the simplicity. Their user-friendly systems, their product, when you think about the iPhone and back in the iMac and before then it was the iPod and all these other things, it's always been very, very simple to use. And so from a coaching standpoint, I'm continuing to find out, man, simplicity is everything. As much as we want to like out-trick the opponent and do all these fancy things that really get the oohs and the ahs, when we think about football, it always comes down to the simple things. Blocking, tackling, taking care of the ball, taking the ball away, and then effort, running to the ball, not giving up those big plays. You do those things, you typically win. And it's just in every sport, in every endeavor, in all of those things, the path that is the simplest is typically the one that's best. We normally mess it up when we overcomplicate whatever the mission is, whatever we're doing when it comes to our practice routine, whatever it is when we're trying to figure out how to play the game. Simplicity is always the best method.
I had to look up the quote because I didn't want to screw it up. You've used it before. I've heard it numerous times in other places, but it fits here. It's the Bruce Lee quote. I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times.
That is it. And that is one that is really great. And I got another quote for you if you talk about great coaches. So I'm going to read this. This comes from Chuck Noll. Chuck Noll says this, and I quote, "Champions don't beat themselves. If you want to win, do the ordinary things better than anyone else does, day in and day out. We're not going to fool people or out-scheme them. We are just going to outplay them because we'll know exactly what we're doing. When we get into a critical situation, we won't have to think because proper habits will create instantaneous reactions. We'll play fast and fundamentally sound." You think about Chuck Noll. You think about those four Super Bowl titles that he had with the Super Bowls, the winning the Steelers. That is what it is. Hey, man, you don't trick people. You find the fundamental things. You do them over and over and over again until you master them. You keep it simple. Allow your guys to play. They play fast. They win. That is what works.
And think about his influence on Tony Dungy. And Tony Dungy and the great teams he was around with Tampa as well as the Colts, what did they do? They played Tampa 2.
They played Tampa 2.
Is that the most – it might be one of the most simplest defenses you can play.
Well, think about what Peyton Manning did.
They did motion or shift. Just stay out there, line up, and go.
No motion, no shifts. They ran the same 5 to 8 plays over and over and over again. They knew it. You knew it, but you couldn't stop it because they understood it. Their simplicity allowed them to play fast. They knew all of the adjustments to what your tactics were, and because of that, they were able to be really successful.
Now I think about Mariano Rivera. Cutter after cutter.
I mean, like, make him beat it.
Right, there you go. That's Bucky's Coach's Corner, which is, again, my favorite favorite part of the episode there. Those are little things. You can just snip those off. We need to snip those off and post those every week, too, because they're nice little snippets there, and you learn something. You take it with you. No matter what you're doing, I don't care if you're coaching a high school football team or if you're running an office or working in an office, they're these little truths that carry over for sure. Buck, tomorrow, 1,000th episode.
Woo! That's a lot of episodes.
1,000 episodes. That's a big deal, man. We're going to celebrate the heck out of that. It's going to be kind of a best of. We're going to have audio clips from some of our favorite conversations over the years, going back to 2014 when this thing launched. Get a chance to give some folks their flowers for all the help they've given to us.
Yes.
And I guess we've got a couple of surprises as well. I don't know what those are, but they're coming our way. So looking forward to that. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. Again, we would also like to encourage you guys go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So just what do we got? Here, just make sure you listen to the podcast. Peanut Tillman, Roman Harper have a Second Acts podcast. Yours truly, Bucky Brooks, was on there. And we were able to kind of talk about life after playing in the National Football League. Great conversation with two guys who I really respect and enjoy.
Can I tell you a true story? I was getting ready to wrap up the podcast, and Nabil got in my ear and said Second Acts. And I thought, holy crap, we got another segment. I'm not prepared. I don't know what else we're talking about here. But no, it's the podcast called Second Acts.
Second Acts.
And it's a really cool premise, and Bucky's on there, so I would encourage you guys to check that one out as well. And if you haven't already, again, we appreciate all the ratings and reviews you can give us. Those are a huge help as well. Again, 1,000 episodes. We will celebrate that tomorrow on the show. We will see you then right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.